It's time to check out IdeaJam, the Web 2.0 idea management application for Lotus Notes and Domino that runs on Domino 6, 5, 7, and 8, is available as a simple and easy-to-install application. For more information, head over to elguji.com. That's ELGUJI.com. Get your idea on with the software that may just earn you that well-deserved vacation. Let them know you learned about IdeaJam on the Taking Notes podcast. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 88 of the Taking Notes podcast for Sunday, September 14th, 2008. My name is Bruce Elgort, and today we will be Julian Robichaud-less as Julian is on his way to Collaboration University in London. So today I will be interviewing Yaakov Cohen from Mainsoft, and Mainsoft, for those of you who don't know, makes some really cool products that allow organizations who have made the investment in Lotus Notes and have also made the investment in Microsoft SharePoint to allow those two products to interoperate with each other, you know, really slickly and uniquely. So Yaakov, welcome to the Taking Notes podcast.
Oh, thank you, Bruce, for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I've done a lot of, in-depth analysis of your products, and let's begin by talking about the SharePoint integrator for Lotus Notes and how that works with Notes 8.
Yeah, so we have been working with Lotus for many years, with the Lotus brand for many years, and we just realized as we were working on interoperability between the IBM platform and the Microsoft world, we realized with some large Notes users that there was really a gap between Notes, you know, the Notes client, which is a great product for business email and for personal information management, and for a lot of shops which had chosen Office and the Office server SharePoint for managing documents, there was a really big gap and just an increasing gap between the Notes environment and the SharePoint environment. And so some customer came to us and said, hey, listen, it would be really cool if you could fill this gap and come up with a coexistence strategy between these two platforms, because we love Notes and we love Office, and there is no chance we're going to just migrate from one of these infrastructure. So that's how it all started, really, from customers. And we look into the Notes 8 architecture with the Eclipse rich client platform, and we saw the great flexibility of the plugin architecture, where you can actually leave within the Notes 8 client and provide a sidebar. So we came up with this concept of a SharePoint document sidebar within Notes, which will enable you to navigate multiple SharePoint sites within Notes, you know, without leaving Notes, so from a rich client. So you can navigate all these SharePoint sites. You can even have favorite sites. You can browse all these sites. And you can find very quickly the document you are looking for. And then you can either open and edit this document, check it out, check it back in, but you can also drag and drop it to a Notes email and just send this email. It can be just a link or the full document, or you can even attach a document to a calendar appointment. So you can do a lot of day-to-day tasks that all Notes users are doing, and the one which happen to have to be using Office and SharePoint, now they can very easily attach emails to attach documents, SharePoint documents, Office documents to their Notes email or their Notes calendar appointment, and they can be more productive on a day-to-day basis.
And for clarification, Yaakov, this is also for not just mail, for any database inside the Notes client, right?
Yes, you basically can, at any place you have an ability to attach an email to a notes task or a notes calendar appointment and a notes email, or you want even to put it in a notes document, you can simply drag and drop it. Now, what we are also doing with the next month, we are issuing we are delivering our 1.5 release, and what we are taking it to the next an extra mile to the next step. What we are doing, we are also enabling to drag and drop emails, notes emails, into a SharePoint site. So, for example, you have a team minutes every week, and for example, we are kind of using this feature. Is that we are trying to, you want to have a visibility on all the meeting minutes that the group is having every week. And it's nice to have all these minutes in one place and to be able to share that even with people which are outside your organization and which may not have the notes client. So having the ability to drag and drop emails with its own attachments to a site like a SharePoint site, and to be able to expose this email to multiple people, even the one which have only web access to the SharePoint site and they don't have access to the Nodes database. So we found it as being a pretty important collaboration feature.
Mm-hmm. Yaakov, what if I'm running Notes 6.5 or 7? Do I lose the ability to integrate with SharePoint using your product or what?
Yeah, that's a very good point, actually. We support Note 6.5, Note 7, and Note 8. And while we are very excited, as I said, with the Note 8 architecture, and we are looking into Note 8.5, and we are adding some new features like calendar federation for Note 8.5 users, we have been deep into the IBM customer environment, and we have seen how a lot of people are still using Note 6.5 and Note 7. So it was very important for us at the get-go to really enable all Notes users, including the Note 6.5, the Note 7 users, to be able to do all the things I just described, you know, to drag and drop emails and documents from SharePoint to Notes, but from Notes to SharePoint as well, and regardless which Notes platform you are running onto. So it's a lot of extra work, honestly, because it's different architecture. You are not using the Eclipse framework for Note 7 and Note 6.5. Nevertheless, it was very important for us to do this extra mile.
Okay. What about, I think I read something about SameTime. Do you guys also integrate with SameTime?
Yes. Yeah, so with SameTime, we are doing two things. One, it's within Notes, when you are using the document sidebar, the SharePoint sidebar, so you can decide which field, which columns of the document library you want to expose. So let's say one thing I found very useful is I want to know the last modifier of a document. And we are enabling on the sidebar, close to Notes, I can see that this particular document residing on SharePoint, on one of the SharePoint sites that I am actually browsing and navigating to, this has been last modified by Bruce. And what if I want to initiate a SameTime session with Bruce because some of the changes he made were so great that I want to make sure he's going to keep going that in that direction. So this way, I have an extra collaboration point, if you want. I can initiate a SameTime chat from the last modifier of my SharePoint document. So really integrating, again, both worlds, the Office world and the Lotus world. So I can initiate a chat session from the last modifier of an Office document. The other thing I talked about, two things. The other thing is we're coming up also with a sidebar for a SharePoint sidebar for Lotus SameTime. So if I have SameTime Connect, I have the SameTime client, I can drag and drop documents into a SameTime chat window. So this way I can simply transfer files to the people I'm chatting with. Because I see more and more people using email in a more intelligent way, and not everything has to be done in email, right? We used to overuse and overload our emails, sending big files, and now what you can do with instant messaging, you can have more a dynamic type of communication, and even for files, you know, when you are chatting with somebody and you are working on a project, I found it much faster to actually just drag and drop files to the SameTime window.
Okay. Would it be fair to talk about Lotusphere 2009? Will you guys be there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're already planning for Lotus Sphere. It's a very exciting event every year. I think that's going to be our third or fourth Lotus Sphere. We're going to announce there our 2.0 release with more features coming out. That's going to be our 209 release, our first release of 209. We're going to show, we're already showing integration with Notes 8.5. So things like Calendar Federation, you know, Notes 8.5 is this great integrated desktop where you can not only, Notes is a platform now. It's not just about email and contacts and calendar. It's a platform, and you can run composite application on this platform. So we are very excited about that. And as we are coming from the portal world, we have been integrating SharePoint within WebSphere Portal. For us, having composite application running on Notes is pretty exciting. So now you will be able to use the Notes 8.5 integrated desktops even for Microsoft assets, like SharePoint Sites will be accessible, SharePoint Document Libraries, SharePoint Calendars. So, for example, scenarios like I have a team, I like Notes, and this is my personal information management platform. That's where I'm running my composite application. But I have a team calendar on SharePoint. So now I can federate a SharePoint calendar with my personal calendar, and I get this with the Notes 8.5 iCalendar support. So federation of calendar is pretty cool. I can see an overlay, and I stop missing appointments. So, yes, we're very excited about Lotus Sphere, and that's where we're going to show our integration with 8.5 and how we are supporting calendar federation.
Yeah, I don't want to see you miss any more appointments, Yaakov.
Yeah, I'm working really, really hard on that one.
Okay, Yaakov, if people want to learn more about what they just listened to, where would they go to learn more about the Notes and SharePoint integration products that you develop?
Yeah, so the best place is really www.mainsoft.com. We have there a SharePoint integrator for Lotus Notes site with a lot of information. We have another web seminar coming up in early October where we will show and demo the Notes, SharePoint integrator for Lotus Notes 1.5. And I'm going to be in a lot of the Notes user group show. I'm flying this week to the London Notes user group, and we're going to be also in the German one. And so we're having a lot of fun talking to the Notes user, and a very exciting Notes ecosystem.
Excellent. Well, safe travels to, I guess it's the UK Lotus user group that you'll be attending. And please be sure to say hi to everyone. I have a lot of friends there, and they wish I was I wish I were able to go, but travel plan. I'll be in at the Northeast Ohio Lotus User Group on Thursday. All right. Well, Yaakov, thanks a lot, and good luck with the 1.5 and the 2.0 release coming in at Lotusphere. And we thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Rose, for having us. Take care.